哈利路亚，各位主内的长辈们，弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the peace be with you all of our seniors, as well as brothers and sisters in the Lord.
今天下午是我们一年一度的敬老会。
This afternoon is our annual evergreen service.
我们英文把它翻成 evergreen, 有一些英文呢把它翻成 senior appreciation day, 就是说今天呢特别对我们的长辈们啊有一个特别的一个珍惜一个肯定的一个意思。
Here we call this service the Evergreen Service, but in some places it is called the Senior Appreciation Day, and both of these are very fitting descriptions.
我们人呢都是比较会，大部分的人都比较看重下一代。
As human beings, we often look forward to the next generation.
尤其是自己当了父母，生了儿女之后，大部分的精神注意力都会放在下一代。
This is especially true for parents of young children. Parents will often have their focus on their children, the next generation.
因为自己生活很忙碌。
Because the parents live busy lives.
我们加拿大的社会有一个特殊的情况。
In Canada, the society has a special characteristic.
这是我们移民的中年的这一代了。当我们在这边稳定了之后，都会把父母都尝试着把他们申请过来移民加拿大养老。
That is, a lot of immigrant families, after they have established their homes in Canada, they will try to bring their parents from their original place to Canada as immigrants also.
当然啊，这些老人家，长辈们来也帮忙了，这些中年的一代来带孙子啊，煮饭啊，做家事啊，很多的工作。
And when these, the parents of the immigrants are sponsored to come to Canada, after they come to Canada, they also help out with a lot of work at home, for example, taking care of children or cooking.
或者是一般的在这边长大的，我们的当了青年的，或是当了中年的。
Or for those people who have grown up in Canada and have become adults.
我们也常常很依赖我们的父母们来帮我们很多的忙。
A lot of us also rely on our parents to help us.
但是有时候我们只是比较想说啊，父母可以帮我们什么。
But sometimes we only think about how our parents can help us.
但是圣经更告诉我们,
But the Bible reminds us
父母或者老人家不单只是来帮我们的,
that the role of our parents or the senior members is not just to help us.
更重要的, 我们要尊敬他们。
But more importantly, it is, we are supposed to respect them.
要感念他们的恩情, 恩典。
And we should appreciate them for all the things they have done for us.
我们看利未记十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus chapter 19.
32节。
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 32.
利未记十九章的三十二节。
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 32.
十九章的三十二。
Leviticus 19:32.
在白发的人面前，你要站起来，你要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神，我是耶和华。
32, you shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God, I am the Lord.
真理啊，是千年不变的。
The truth will never change.
不会因为时代的改变，文化的改变而改变。
The truth will not change with generation nor with culture.
信神的人要实行圣经里面的道德的观念。
Those who believe in God must live according to the spirit of the teachings in the Bible.
在摩西的时代，出埃及的年代，律法里面早就有讲，在一个正常健全的社会里面，人要怎么样看待年纪大的人。
In the time of Moses, and in here the Mosaic laws, it already describes how one shall respect those who are old.
这里说，在白头发的人面前呢，你要站起来。
In this verse, it says, "You shall rise before the gray-headed."
白发代表年纪大。
Gray hair represents old age.
年纪大，在神呢看来特别的恩典。
And to have an old age is a blessing before God.
因为神给他们有那么多的年日，经历过那么多的考验。
Because one is able to grow old because God allows them to age and to endure all sorts of challenges.
他们也有很多的贡献。
These old seniors are also have also made many contributions.
圣经说，你一看到一个白发的人在你面前啊，你要站起来。
This is the reason why the Bible says when you see someone who is gray-headed, you must first rise.
这个我们西方社会啊，都对这个很有观念。
Even in the Western society, this concept still holds true.
在公车上看到老人家来了，哎， 一定要让位。
When you're on a bus and you see an old person come onto the bus, you also rise to give him your seat.
看到有老人家过马路啊，虽然灯路变绿灯了，但是你还不能扒他，你要很耐心的，等老人家慢慢。
When you are driving and you see an old elderly person trying to cross the street, even though the light is green and you have the right of way, you still allow that person to slowly cross the street.
我们加拿大对老人啊，对长辈们啊，真的这方面的观念啊，是受了圣经的影响。
In Canada, the way that we treat seniors and elderly people is really inspired by the Bible.
加拿大这个社会对老人也很好。
The society in Canada treats seniors very well.
除了养老金，有老人的福利，有老人的很多的设备、宿舍。
Aside from old age security, there's also many benefits for people who are older, and also programs that can help them.
这是在亚洲了，你没有办法比较。
This cannot be compared to that in Asia.
因为西方社会啊是受基督教影响很深。
This is not comparable in Asia because.A Western society has a deep influence from the Bible.
那为什么圣经说要尊敬老人？
But why does the Bible say that one must respect the elderly?
因为这是神的诫命。
It is because it is the command of God.
这里说你要尊敬老人啊，跟你尊敬神啊，是连在一起讲的。
This verse tells us that to honor the old person is...you must honor the old person the way that you honor God.
不是这样，是两件事情是连在一起讲
的。Here it says that here it talks about both honoring an old person and honoring God in the same
related.
In the same phrase, so they are related.
你不可以说哇，我每天祷告，每天去教会。
You cannot say that you pray every day or you go to church every day.
就我看到一个老人在你面前，哇，你对他的态度好像很不耐烦。
But at the same time, when you see an old person is standing in front of you, you become frustrated or annoyed.
看到老人也不让位。
Or you refuse to allow the older person to have your seat.
或是对自己家里那个老人，哇，那种态度好像很鄙视这样。
Or you disrespect the old person in your own family.
这种的敬拜不是真的。
Because that kind of worship is not true worship.
你一个真正敬畏神的人。
One who truly worships God.
神说你要先看看你怎么对你家里的老人。
One who truly fears God will first treat well the old people in their own home.
对你身边的老人。
To the people who are in your own home.
如果身边的老人，家里的老人你都不尊敬。
If you're unable to respect them.
那么不要说你尊敬那个你看不见的神了。
Then how will you respect God whom you cannot see?
所以这个是个属灵的道理很重要。
That is why this spiritual teaching is very important.
还有另外一个原因，为什么我们要敬老？
There's another reason why we need to honor the elderly members.
因为老人家他们在他们那一代啊，其实做出了很多的贡献。
And the reason is, in their time, those people who are elderly had made many contributions as well.
在座的老人家至少比我们大一代或者是两代以上。
Here, there are senior members who are at least one generation or two generations older than us.
但是如果没有以前的那一代的人的努力建立起来。
But without the work of the previous generations,
今天就不会有今天这个社会。
The society today would not be in existence.
我在开车的时候听收音机有个广告。
When I was driving, I heard an advertisement on the radio.
它是一个高级的老人院的一个广告。
It is an advertisement from a luxury senior home.
他说我们这个老人院呢，住的人呢，里面都是以前的开飞机的啦，工程师啦，将军啊，医生啊，现在都是住到这个老人院里面。
In that advertisement, they say that senior home, the members of that senior home consists of former pilots, generals, engineers, and various successful people.
他特别强调那个老人院里面的住客是很有贡献的人。
It especially emphasizes that the people who live in that senior home were people who were very accomplished.
但我在想象你进去那个老人院看的时候，你是看到老人家而已，你不会想象他以前在社会上有那么多的贡献。
But I thought, when you actually go visit that senior home, you would only see these old people. You would not see the accomplishments they had from the past.
但是不要小看每一个老人家。
Nevertheless, we should not look down upon the old members.
就算是一个普通的老人家,
even if it is an old member who is very ordinary, he or she will have had many contributions to society in the past. They would have strived to finish their own work. For example, our church. Today, the Toronto Jesus Church has been blessed by God. We have more than 200 members.
但是30多年前,已经有当时的信徒都已经搬来过来这边来为教会工作。
But 30 years ago, there were members who moved to Toronto to work for God.
他们当年是中年人啊,是年轻人。
In that time, they were young people or middle-aged people.
现在已经进入老年了。
But now, they have entered into old age.
但是每一次我们想起圣经的话,
But still, every time we are reminded of the words in the Bible,
就想起如果没有前人的这些贡献, 那我们今天的教会的这个发展呢?
We are reminded that without the work and contributions of the previous generation, our church would not be so progressive today.
如果没有我们的父母的付出啊, 拿我们今天的这个幸福呢?
And without the sacrifices that were made by our parents, how will we have such good lives today?
所以一定要尊敬老人。
Therefore, we need to honor the old members.
再来一个原因,为什么要尊敬老人?
Another reason why we need to honor them
因为有一天我们自己也会变老,
is that one day we too will become old.
时间是过得很快。
Time passes by quickly.
有一次有一个长老告诉我,
one time an elder told me,
他说, 怎么时间过那么快?
He said, I don't know how time has been passing so fast.
他看到我, 他说, 你年轻啊。
When he saw me, he said, you're still very young.
他说好像昨天我就是你的年纪。
And he said, it seems like yesterday I was your age.
我现在自己了,就老了。
But now I'm old.
真的每个人的时间都过得很快。
Indeed, time goes by very fast every day.
今天我们让座给老人。
Today, you can give up your seat for an older person.
很快,改天就让别人让座给你了。
Very soon, someone will let you have their seat.
不用等很久,你问我们今天进老会的。 我们的长辈们,你知道时间,你问他时间过得快不快?
You will not have to wait very long, and this is the response you would get if you ask any one of our senior members today.
我们一定要从现在就训练我们这一代还有我们的孩子们要尊敬长辈。
Therefore, we need to train ourselves and also the next generation to honor the elderly members.
主耶稣很公平的。
The Lord Jesus is very fair.
你怎么对人, 主耶稣会安排别人怎么对你。
In the same way that you treat someone, the Lord Jesus will arrange for other people to treat you. This teaching will not change.
如果你对别人很好,
if you are good to other people,
主耶稣会常常让你遇到很好的人对你很好,
then the Lord Jesus will allow you to meet people who are good and who treat you well.
我们看诗篇的18篇呢?
Let us turn to Psalm 18.
诗篇的18篇。
Psalm 18.
第25节,
Psalm 18, verse 25.
诗篇18篇的25节,
Psalm 18, verse 25.
慈爱的人,你以慈爱待他, 完全的人,你以完全待他, 清洁的人,你以清洁待他, 乖僻的人,你以弯曲待他。
Verse 25. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless.
26.
26.
25跟26节。26,
with the pure, you will show yourself pure, and with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd.
你看,这个属灵道理是不会变的。
This spiritual teaching will not change.
今天你对你身边的老人,长辈们很有爱心,很有耐性。
Today, if you treat the senior members around you with love and with patience,
以后你的子孙,以后你身边的年轻人会对你一样的nice,一样的好。
Then in the future, the younger people who are around you will treat you the same way.
你今天对你身边的老人很不客气,很凶,以后你的子孙肯定会对你更厉害。
On the contrary, if today you are impatient and you are disrespectful to the older people around you, then in the future, your own children will also be disrespectful to you. These are things that you have control over. Therefore, today, we honor the elderly members. Not only on the day of the Evergreen service, rather, in our everyday attitude toward them
对父母的态度,
and toward our parents,
儿女,年轻人都看得很清楚啊,
other people, our own children and other young people can see our attitude very clearly.
所以今天我们敬老。
So today, as we have this evergreen service,
也是为我们以后做准备啊,
we are also preparing ourselves for the future.
所以神的话是非常好。
Therefore, the words of God are good.
那我们要怎么样敬老?
But how do we honor those who are older?
当然最基本的,
fundamentally,
先敬家里的老。
We need to honor those people who are old in our own family.
家里的老就是我们的父母,
For example, our own parents and those people who are directly older than us.
自己的家里的长辈都没有敬了,
if we're unable to honor our own parents, then we're unable to honor anybody else.
怎么敬家里的老呢?
But how do we honor our own parents?
到我们最基本的,
we have done the most fundamental things toward that.
提供他们物质上、生活上的需要。
For example, we are able to provide for them physically.
这个是很基本的。
And that is very fundamental.
父母年纪大了。
When our parents become old,
他们也没有在工作、没有收入的。
And they may not work and not have an income.
那么年轻人当然就是要固定的表示。
Then as younger people, we need to support them.
但是不单只是物质上的。
But aside from supporting them physically,
真正的敬老啊, 是在乎我们对老人家的态度。
The true sense of honoring the elderly is in our attitude.
态度是比物质还更重要。
Because attitude is more important than materials.
有一次我跟一个长辈们啊, 一个长辈跟他的一个媳妇在吃饭。
One time, I had a meal with an elderly member and his daughter-in-law. This elderly member was very forgetful. He could not remember anything. And he can ask you the same questions 10 times.
问完之后要忘记,要问。
And immediately upon asking you, he will forget and ask again.
过了10秒钟之后又问同样的问题。
And 10 seconds after, he asks the same question.
我看他的媳妇啊,很有耐心。
But I saw that the daughter-in-law was very patient.
我在问他,为什么你那么有耐心?
So I asked her, how are you able to be so patient?
你都不会生气,他同样的事可以问十几次。
How is it that you can not become upset or angry, even though you're asked the same question
哇,
这个, more than 10 times?
这个媳妇说,哎呀,他老了嘛。
She responded by saying, he's old.
老的就是这样。
And this is the way people are when they're old.
以后我也会变这样。
In the future, I will also become
所以,
like this.
所以要体谅老人。
And so we need to understand those who are older.
这种态度就值得我们学习。
These kinds of attitudes are worthy for our learning.
父母年轻,壮年的时候, 事业人生的高峰的时候,当儿女当然会尊敬他。
When our parents were strong and young and were successful in the society, then at that time it is natural for the children to respect them.
但是有一天他老了,他退化了,你还不会尊敬他呢?
But one day when our parents are older and their abilities have decreased, will we still respect them?
如果还是尊敬的话,这真的是要把神的道实行出来。
If we at that time are still able to respect our parents, then we have carried out the words of God.
我们在教会里面也是一样。
This is the same in the church.
教会里面有很多老人家。
There are many old members in the church.
我们弟兄姐妹啊,看到长辈们经过,都要主动地跟老人家打招呼。
As brothers and sisters, when we see old members come and pass us, we need to greet them. We should converse with them.
笑一笑,
and smile to them and speak to them. Because the older members enjoy conversing with younger people. I also like speaking with the older members. Because they have many life experiences. They have many stories to tell. And a lot of their experiences are very precious. Therefore, we need to respect and honor our older generation.
打饭的时候啊,看到长辈们来,哎,来,你先,
when we're lining up for a meal, we should encourage the older members to go first.
看到老人家拿一盆饭没有位置,在东看西看,我们就请坐。
If we see an old member with their meal, but unable to find a seat, we should give up our seat for them.
更重要的,我们要教导我们的下一代。
But more importantly, we need to teach the next generation so that they know how to greet the older members. There is an RE teacher who shared this way.
如果我们教孩子啊,圣经很熟啊,
he said, if we're able to teach the children so that they're familiar with the Bible,
圣句啊,朗朗上口,
and they're able to memorize all of the memory verses,
但是看到一个长辈在面前好像空气一样,
but when they see an older member, they It is as if they see the air and they just walk through.
看到等于没看, 看到通空气一样。
It is as if they did not see anyone.
点个头都不会。
If they are unable to even greet them,
那这样背那么多圣句有什么用呢?
Then what is the purpose of memorizing all these verses?
真的有些东西很基本。
Indeed, some things are very fundamental.
我们要训练我们的儿女们在教会里面要 不单只是教会里面,在任何地方都要尊敬长辈们。
So we need to teach our children and our young people to honor older people in our church and outside of church as well.
还有要怎么敬老呢?
How else can we honor the older members?
我们不要让老人家伤心。
We should not cause them to be distraught.
其实老人家也有心情啊,老人家也有感觉的。
Because older members also have feelings and emotions.
他不太讲话,有时候他是,但是他的感觉是在里面。
They may not say much, but they keep their emotions inside.
老人家,他们很关心下一代,都比较会碎碎念,会啰嗦。
Some older members, because they're concerned for the next generation, they may say a lot of things to their younger generation.
这个都是他们的关爱。
But this all comes out of their love.
我们要了解,听了就好。
And we as younger people need to understand and just listen.
我看了一篇文章啊, 它的标题说, 什么东西让老人最伤心?
I read an article which was entitled What Causes an Old Person to be Sad?
有什么话会让老人家伤心的?
What kind of words cause an old person to be sad?
它排名啊, 有很多句话。
They ranked the kinds of words that would cause them to be sad.
排名最高的那句话, 你们想是什么?
What do you think was the highest ranking word or phrase?
排名第一的就是说, 你不要管我。
The number one phrase that makes an old person sad is, don't tell me what to do.
第二句就是说, 你老了,什么都不懂,不要讲。
And the second is, you're old, you don't understand anything, so don't say anything.
这两句话很伤老人家的心。
These two phrases can really harm an old person's heart.
老人家关心我们,如果我们那时候,你不要管我。
When an older person is concerned for us and we tell them not to tell us what to do, it causes them a lot of harm.
然后就讲了, 无论你同意不同意, 听了就好, 好了,知道了, 好, 谢谢, 知道了, 听见, 收到了。
So when they say something to you, whether you agree with it or not, just accept it and just listen to it.
你不一定要同意, 也不一定要接纳, 但是你说我听到了, 谢谢你。
You do not have to agree with it, but you should still say, I understand. Thank you for the comment.
如果他讲了十次一样的，说我听了，你讲了十次了，我听到了。
If they say it 10 times, then just tell them, I've heard it the 10 times and understand.
这个就是我们对老人家要有耐心的态度。
This is the attitude of patience that we should have toward older people.
老人家有很多的经验哦。
They have a lot of experiences.
我们做决定的时候，要多少要参考，要听啊。
So when we are making decisions, we should consult with them based on their experience.
那圣经也有对长辈们呢，也有一些对老人家有一些勉励。
The Bible also has some teachings to those who are older.
我们老人家在人生最光辉的、最安详的、平安的这些日子要怎么做呢？
How should a person in the golden age and in their most peaceful time act?
我们看诗篇71篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 71.
诗篇的71篇,
Psalm 71,
17节,
verse 17.
诗篇71篇的17节,
Psalm 71, verse 17.
神啊, 自我年幼时, 你就教训我, 直到如今, 我传扬你奇妙的作为, 18节,
18.
神啊, 我到年老发白的时候, 求你, 不要离弃我, 等我仗你的能力指示下代, 仗你的大能指示后世的人。 18节告诉我们一个老人家在神眼前很宝贵。
Verse 18 tells us that an older person is very precious in the sight of God.
那一个老人呢在神眼前呢, 他要过一个怎么的生活呢?
But how should an older person live their life before God?
他要过一个以神为中心为盼望的生活。
They should live lives that are God-centered and filled with hope.
信仰是一辈子的事情。
Because faith last a lifetime.
如果一个人的信仰能够从年轻持守到老, 那么他已经很接近成功了。
If a person is able to sustain his faith from youth until old age, then he is very close to being successful.
他到老年的时候一直仰望神。
If he continues to hope in God in his old age.
还有这个时候呢, 要再想怎么样再把信仰再加强来传给下一代。
And think and consider how to pass the faith to the next generation.
跟年轻的一代讲讲见证啊，讲讲信仰的经历啊。
To testify of their experiences to the next generation.
啊，这个是很宝贵的。
Then this is very precious.
有时候我们教会的信仰都是代代相传。
Sometimes the faith in our church passed from generation to generation.
我们现在有很多小孩子在外面等着要进来唱诗啊。
Right now there are many children standing outside waiting to come in to sing hymns.
很多都是你们的孙子啊。
Many of them are your grandchildren.
啊。如果你问他，你知不知道阿公阿嬷当时怎么来信主的
？If the children asks the grandparents, in the past, how did they come to believe in God?
他们讲不讲得出来你的见证呢
？Can afterwards will your grandchildren be able to describe your testimony?
如果他们讲得出来
，If they are able to,
你的信仰都已经传给。第三代、第四代了。
If they are able to describe your testimonies of how you believed in the Lord, then your faith has been passed from one generation to the next.
所以我们请啊，主内的长辈们多多为我们下一代的信仰来祷告。
Therefore, we ask the older members in our church to pray more for the future generation.
主耶稣很听老人家的祷告。
The Lord Jesus listens to the prayers of old members.
因为老人家在主耶稣面前呢。
Because the old members are precious in the eyes of God.
我们邀请，请各位长辈们常常为教会代祷。
Therefore, we ask our senior members to often also pray for the church.
来为下一代来代祷。
To pray for the future generation.
再来看九十二篇。
Let's also turn to Psalm 92.
诗篇的九十二篇。
Psalm 92.
十二节。
Verse 12.
诗篇九十二篇的十二节。
Psalm 92, verse 12.
九十二篇十二节。
Psalm 92 verse 12.
一人要发旺，如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。十三节。
13.
他们在耶和华的殿中发旺，在我们的神殿里。十四节。
14.
他们年老的时候仍要结果子，要满了枝张而长发青。这几节圣经就形容一个义人到他年老的时候，在神面前更宝贵。
These verses describe that a righteous person, when he becomes old, he becomes even more precious in the eyes of God.
树啊，要高龄啊，你才看得出它的高大，还有它的茂盛。
A tree must become old for you to see how great it is.
义人在神的眼中也是一样。
It is the same for the righteous.
虽然他年纪大了。
Even though he may be old.
虽然他体力不如以前了。
Even though his endurance is not the same as when he was young.
在神眼前，他才是最有生命力的。
But before God, he is full of life.
因为他已经经历过很多事情，他都不改变。
Because he has endured many things and he has not changed.
好像棕树，好像香柏树。
Just like the palm tree, just like the cedar.
更宝贵的是十四节。
More importantly, in verse 14.
他年老的时候还要结果子。
It says that even in old age, they shall bear fruit.
结果子啊，不会被年龄限制的。
Bearing fruit is not limited by age.
越老越有果子。
The older one gets, the more fruit one can bear.
一个树一样，越老的果树果子越多。
Just like trees, the older they get, the more fruit they bear.
所以我们期待主内各位的长辈。
Therefore, our hope for the senior members of our church.
愿全能的真神祝福你们每一个人有健康的身体。
Is that the Almighty God may bless each and every one of you so that you have good health.
给你们健壮的灵性。
And give you a strong spirit.
也常常为教会、为下一代举起你们祷告的手。
So that you can often raise your hands of prayer for the next generation and for the church.
关心我们主内的下一代。
And care for the next generation in our church.
愿神大大的赐福于我们今天，还有我们教会里面所有的长辈们。
We ask God to greatly bless all of the senior members of our church.
那以圣经的讲道要讲到此。
And we conclude the Bible teachings here.
接下来我们的节目啊，就是要请诗班来献诗。
Next, we will invite choirs to give hymn presentations.
首先呢，我们在后面已经有很多小朋友已经等了很久了，已经准备要来唱诗赞美神。
First, we have the children's choir who are standing in the back, and they have waited for a long time to sing hymns to God.
很有活力啊。
They're full of energy.
所以你们的相机啊、iPad 啊、iPhone 啊。什么都准备好了啊！
So you should prepare your iPhone, iPad, and cameras.
现在我们请儿童诗班。
Now we welcome the children's choir.
真的很好听哦。
Those are very beautiful songs.
因为他们很可爱。
Because they are very adorable.
不要以为带领这些小孩子唱诗是容易的事。
We should not think that it's easy to lead these children to sing hymns.
全教会最难带的诗班就是这一班了。
This is the most difficult choir to lead in church.
但是呢，他们都很认真。
But the children work very hard.
我们感谢神，我们教会有老中青幼年世代。
We thank the Lord that in our church we have both the old, the middle age, and the young generation.
现在呢，我们要请青年诗班来献诗。
And now we're going to invite the youth choir to make a presentation of hymns.
哈利路亚，我们非常感谢主耶稣安排青年诗班给我们献上三首美好的诗歌。
Hallelujah, we especially thank the Lord God for arranging this youth choir to offer up these three hymns of praise.
教会真的像一个家。
The church indeed is like a family.
主耶稣就是我们的父。
And the Lord Jesus is our Father.
我们都是他的儿女。
And we are his children.
教会里面有不同的年龄层。
In the church, we also have people of various ages.
都是因为主耶稣的爱，我们在这里。
But it is because of the love of Christ that we're all here.
接下来的节目呢，就是要教会要介绍还有致送礼品给我们在座的长辈。
Next, we would like to introduce the seniors and also present gifts.
我们知道我们各位长辈们其实什么都不缺。
We know that the senior members of our church do not lack anything.
但是教会为了代表心意，还是要送点小小的礼物给各位长辈们。
But we, as a church, would still like to give the senior members gifts as a token of our appreciation.
今年的礼物呢，是一个餐馆的一个礼券啊，所以好好可以去吃一顿啊。
The gift this year is a gift certificate to a restaurant. So we hope that you can enjoy a very nice meal.
是教会一点点的心意，希望各位长辈们会喜欢。唱名的时候，我会请长辈们出来。教会有安排圣职人员来送给这个礼物。
So when we call your name, we ask you to please come out to the front, and then the church will present the gift.
注意一点等一下是排名不分先后，也不分年纪啊。
And it is important to note that we will not call you by your age or by the order of your name.
因为等一下致送完礼品之后呢，教会还要特别安排摄影师跟大家各位长辈们拍一张团体照，所以领完奖品之后呢，可以请稍微坐前面两座，稍微等一下，我们再等一下，最后再请长辈们在最后会出来拍一张照啊。
And after you've received your gift, we ask you to sit down in one of the seats in the first row because immediately after this, we will have a group photo.
好，那我们先请负责人准备好，好，我们。
So we ask the board members to prepare the gifts.
好 ，OK， 那第一位我们请的是。刘嘉欣 Sister Catherine Au 姐妹啊。
First, we would like to introduce Sister Catherine Au.
刘嘉欣姐妹，请出来啊。我们请负责人安排，请执事啊。好，请蔡执事请蔡执事来致送礼物。
We ask Deacon Tsai for the gift presentation.
请摄影师准备好啊。第二位，请蔡执事继续准备请第二位是郑成顺弟兄。
The second is Brother Sun Sun Chang.
第三位是。郑谢琼真姐妹 Kathy Chang
Sister Kathy Chang
第四位是陈瑞元弟兄
Brother Ryan Chen
再来是林灿云姐妹
，Sister Lin Chen。
再来是张训德弟兄
，Brother William Chung。
再来是他的太太张世英姐妹
，Sister Macy Chung。
好，慢慢来 再来是何月凤，何子是良，何执是良。
Sister, 月凤后。
啊，执是良，何执是良，这里领奖。再来，黄正一弟兄
，Brother Jackson Huang。
看到了太太李黄林秀叶姐妹
，Sister 秀叶 Huang。
他们特别要求要一起。
They requested to be together。
啊，再来。林黄正慧姐妹
，and Sister Jen Hui Lin，
请李阿波罗执事啊，啊是不是啊？请李执事了，接下来请李执事来颁发奖品，礼品，啊，请坐，再来请刘克健弟兄
，Brother。Coach and Liu，
再来请陈兆姐妹
，Sister Chao Chen，
再来请朱新焕 Toby 弟兄
Brother Toby too
啊，跟 May 一起啊，跟 May 姐妹一起好了啊。
And Sister May too
好了。代表啊 ，Toby 代表领的那个他太太的啊，好，谢谢啊，好 ，OK， 谢谢。再来请黄碧燕执事
，Deaconess Norny Wang。
再来请黄德利弟兄
，Brother Tuck Lee Wang。
再来请陈黄碧云姐妹
，Sister Winnie Wang。
Chin Winnie Chin 啊。再来请杨瑞银姐妹
Sister,
杨婆婆
Sister Sui Nian Yang
再来请焦秀华姐妹
Sister Zhao.
焦，再来请何坤英姐妹
and Sister He.
再来，我们请张邦新先生，还有他的太太于英梅女士啊，我们 Kevin 弟兄的父母，也是每个礼拜跟我们在一起聚会的，我们也非常的感谢主。
And brother Kevin's parents, Mr. Bang Xin Zhang and Mrs. Ying Mei Yu.
谢谢李执事。我们感谢神，我们总共有23位长者长辈们在今天跟我们在一起。
We thank the Lord. Today we have in total 23 senior members with us.
这是我们多伦多教会很大的福气。
This is a great blessing of the Toronto Church.
我们现在请所有的长辈们出列。跟我们教会的圣职人员还有负责人来拍一张团体照。
Now we also invite all of the senior members to come to the front to have a group photo with all of the ministers as well as the church board members.
我们年轻的弟兄姐妹再看他们一眼，我们以后在教会里面要多多的关心，多多的来照顾他们。
And we ask the younger people of the church to pay close attention to who they are so that in the future you can greet them and also care for them.
也有什么东西多请教他们。
And if you have questions, you can also ask them.
好，那我们请这位长辈们出列。
We ask the senior members to come to the front.
也请负责人、专职人员，我们准备好来拍张照。
And we ask the board members as well as the ministers to get ready for the photo.
那我们结束之前，一起来起立唱诗473首。
Before we close, let us rise and sing hymn
Morning, by morning,
Be seated.
The God whom we worship is a faithful God. We can understand this very well. Just now, we saw all these senior members. They have gone through many things in their faith. God's grace is abundant in their lives. May all of us, brothers and sisters in the Lord, be able to walk in our journey of faith until our head is gray. That from our youth till our old age, we continue to experience the grace of God. In this prayer, let us also especially pray for all the senior members of our church. We ask the Lord Jesus to bless them with great health. And a strong spirit, so that they can continue to be gems in the Toronto Church. We also pray for those brothers and sisters who are not feeling well. We continue to pray for Brother Lin. We also pray for the husband of Sister Xiu Qing because he is not feeling well. We ask the Lord to have mercy. We also pray for Sister Deaconess Norney's younger brother, John, who is ill in Vancouver. Now let us pray in one accord.
Jesus' name.